You're listening to Catholic Forum. I'm Bob Krebs, and this morning I'm on location at Jenner's Pond in Jennersville, Pennsylvania, where my special guest is Dorothy Arthur.
It's a pleasure to see you. It really is.
Now, as you know, on April the 9th, 1939, 75 years ago, this radio program, Catholic Forum, first came on the air on WDEO in Wilmington. And we know that it was a group effort. It was begun by Joe Arago, who was a Wilmington attorney, and also Paul Taggart, Joe Desmond, and yourself. It was a lay group that got it started. And 75 years is a long time ago.
Now, you did have to mention that, didn't you?
Now,
just because somebody told you that I am now 94 years of age, here you are making a point of the fact that I was there 70-some years ago. But you have to understand, how long have you been handling on your own, not with four or five of us?
Well, I've been doing the program since the year 2000, and I've just really enjoyed every minute of it. What made you get involved with Catholic Forum of the Air 75 years ago? You were a young woman. 19.
I was still in college.
Yeah, and so what was it about the program or what made Dorothy Arthur get involved?
Because Dorothy Arthur at that time was growing up in Chicago. I was home in Wilmington because my more intellectual brother had a PhD from MIT in chemistry and ended up in the DuPont Company. So I was here visiting Wilmington, and we went to something called the Book Forum at Ursuline Academy. Mm-hmm. That's where the Catholic Forum of the Air began.
Mm-hmm. So what were those early programs like?
Almost as varied as yours. There was one time I remember we couldn't find somebody that we wanted to be. See, we didn't have the benefit of recording the program.
Right, it was live.
We had to go there and be live, and whatever you said went out on the air. Consider the challenge of this. Now people can, like yourself, cut and change and rearrange and shorten and cut out all jabber talk like I'm talking now. But when you said, how did it begin? It was somebody named Gorman Walsh, an original man who ran WDEL. And a dear Ursuline nun, Sister Mother Agatha, was running a book forum at Ursuline Academy. And you were supposed to come if you had any degree of intellect. You just had to be there if she looked you in the eye, you know? So there was Gorman Walsh. And at one program, some lady, I don't know who she was, said, why don't we have a radio program for the Catholics? You have it for many people. And he said, but madam, no one has asked for it. And that's the way it began. But it was even worse. She said, how did I get into it? I happened to be there. That's how it began. And before I went back for that final year in college, Joe had assembled a group of people.
And I think at one point there were like 25 or more folks involved in the program.
At least.
Yeah.
At least. Some time back, the Wilmington paper carried a picture of seven of us.
Yeah.
And it had what was then Monsignor Taggart and Mr. Arago and one of my favorite people, Mary O'Hara. She was an executive in a company. And she joined the Ursulines. It became Mother Mary Magdalene. And she was in the forum, too.
Yeah. And what were some of the things that you did? You mentioned it's live, on the air, and there's a group of people. And you did lectures. Did you do dramas?
We did only a few dramatic things, because those had to be rehearsed.
Rehearsed, yeah.
And many people had many ideas. We did one of everything.
Yeah.
It's very much like what you're doing now, snagging some helpless person at the other side of your microphone and asking them to talk about something Catholic in teaching this, Catholic in and music. What is the musical contribution of the Catholic Church? And then play some of the music.
Right.
We were quite imaginative, yeah. And it was different every Sunday. And then toward the end, Mary Elizabeth Power, who was a reporter on the local newspaper, slit a 5-minute piece at the end of our time to do a Catholic news broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a conversation in the beginning and a regular 5-minute news broadcast. Mm. That made the radio station happy because they had the idea that people, if they didn't want to listen to us, would turn in order to get the Catholic news program.
So then you went back to Chicago, you finished school, you came back, and you were involved for many years in the Catholic Forum of the Air. And while you were doing that, you were in the public relations department at the DuPont Company, correct?
Yes, I was hired into DuPont. It became public relations and then internal relations. And 24 and a half years later, I retired.
Yeah.
That was the forum.
Mm-hmm.
We would review books. We would ask someone to... What's the teaching of the Catholic Church on marriage? Mm-hmm. Now, how would you like to handle that in the next 8 minutes?
Right.
it was a forum.
Yeah.
It was the kind of thing people might ask you over coffee at the end of the dinner.
Yeah.
And why did Mary Jane do this, you see?
Right, right. You remember any specific programs, you know, come to mind, any guests or any events?
Now, please understand, when you get to my age, you're lucky if you can remember what happened Tuesday. On the other hand, probably the thing that stays in my mind is that it was the Catholic Forum of the Air, the bunch of people there, who were absolutely the beginning of something international. Catholic University, Bill Coleman, announced that he was at the university having a seminar on radio. They taught radio. That was before television.
Mm-hmm.
Now try to imagine the world before television and the world before all everything else. And we found out that he was having a week-long seminar just on how to do radio programs in Catholic University where Mother Agatha had been teaching.
Mm-hmm.
So we said, wouldn't it be wonderful if at the end of that week, Catholic University would open its doors to people who wanted to talk about radio programs that they were actually producing and all get together. We asked it was Mary O'Hara that did this, we asked Catholic U if they would allow us to have a meeting at Catholic U. This is this little group in Wilmington, you understand. Well, the next thing you know, they said yes. That's another story. And we ended up in a little buck room in Wilmington on the second floor downtown, sending out a letter mimeographed on our trusty mimeograph to 51 bishops in the United States saying, what are you doing in August? We're having a meeting in Catholic University for everybody in Catholic radio. Well, it was amazing what happened. They actually came. We had 100-some people. You can look it up sometime. But what was more important was that the big producers of radio programs on a flat black record, you know, when they used to record programs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, the Jesuits had one. The Franciscans had one, the Friars of the Attorney had one, Friars of the something had one. They had never been in the same room at the same time, those producers. Well, the end of it was the beginning after much, that's another 2-hour story, that this became the international program all the way down to the years when UNDA came into existence,
mm-hmm.
and there were Catholic radio stations, not just programs.
Right.
But it was international, and gorgeous things happened. For instance, out in California, the Franciscans had a wonderful woman who wrote the most wonderful 15-minute radio dramas. Now, you'd get the form, anybody would give their eye teeth to get that script.
Right.
Well, they had Bing Crosby, Lockhart, Irene Dunne on their programs, mm-hmm. you see?
Mm-hmm.
After they broadcast that one time, they didn't need it anymore. So they made all those wonderful scripts available to little characters out in Kingdom Come. And we even had a bunch that translated them into Spanish.
The Catholic Broadcasters Association began.
That's absolutely
you know,
it.
You know, right there. Yeah.
But all we did was ask other people to share the wealth.
Mm-hmm.
So we started issuing from Wilmington a mimeographed little letter in which if you asked for scripts, I would tell you, this is the priest that's got a year of them printed, but he can't use them. Why doesn't he give his to you?
Right.
And so they started writing to each other. Mm-hmm. And that's all that happened.
Yeah.
But that happened in Wilmington.
Yeah.
That happened in Wilmington because we didn't have enough sense to mind our own business and do our own jobs and not spend our lunch hours up there mimeographing scripts for people.
To put this in a little bit into perspective, because you think about a program that's 75 years old, in 1939, when this program debuted, Gone with the Wind hadn't even come out in movie theaters yet. The Wizard of Oz hadn't come out in movie theaters yet. John Steinbeck hadn't published The Grapes of Wrath. And so it's been a long time.
You're just doing things to me. I didn't really know anybody else remembered those things.
We have this program, if it's been done weekly for 75 years, that's nearly 4,000 radio programs.
But don't you realize that it said, go teach you all nations whatsoever I have commanded you. There is no end to what can be explained or discussed or shared out of the teachings of what he told us.
Mm-hmm.
There was a single voice that said to a group of 12 fishermen, go teach the world. Now, if it wasn't something extraordinary, how could you expect a man who was destroyed telling a few illiterate fishermen all that there is to say? And it's been going on not just for 70 years, for several thousand years, and we haven't come to the bottom of the barrel yet of what there is to say. And I quote for you the present Pope. He finds no trouble having something what to say to the people.
Dorothy Arthur, you might be 94, but you are and you continue to be a master communicator. And I am so grateful for your friendship and for your support. And I'm very happy that you made some time in your busy schedule to be with us today on Catholic Forum to celebrate this wonderful milestone.
And by all means, invite people to remember with gratitude all of the people for whom I have the only distinction. I outlived them. I did indeed outlive them.
Thanks so much, Dorothy.